Welcome to Selfco On Board. My name is Geraldine Hardy and I'm your host for today. So last week we spoke about truthfulness, satya. It's one of the concepts that you can find in the philosophy of yoga. And today I'd like to speak to you about healing. And this word is being overused now everywhere in the spiritual community, and we hear it also in the mainstream media. But let's speak about longevity. So I've been in this space for the last 3 years. So I understand peptides, exosomes, stem cells, personalized infusions, the technology, the age bots, and everything. Yeah. And it's nice and fancy. People think, yeah, that's the fix. That's going to fix my disease, going to increase my performance. When I inject a peptide, that's going to be really great for my body. And yeah. There is no quick fix to healing. Yes, there is no quick fix to healing. Absolutely not. And don't get me wrong, I love that industry, and that's the reason why I have set up my own startup, Alina Protocol, in that specific industry. But we go deeper. Because healing requires a certain in-depth healing where we need to look at the layers of our multidimensional being. That means the physical layer, which means here, your body. That means if you have a disease and you are in pain, we need to first treat your symptoms. We need to make sure that, you know, your body is at ease, you're not in pain, so we can start working on the mental layer and the emotional layer. And then we can see also, okay, what do you believe in your life? You know, what experiences did you have? So we look at your wisdom body. And then we look at, like, do you believe in something higher than yourself? Spiritual body. Because we're not just one-dimensional. That means we're going to quickly fix our physical layer and the disease is not going to come back or the disease is going to be healed. No. Because there's a reason why it showed up in the first place. And it is the root cause that you want to go into. Like, what caused this disease to flare up? Of course, we have self-care practices, you know, to be able to prevent any disease from happening. This can be your run in the morning. This can be your meditation, your pranayama or breathing exercise. It can be, you know, your journaling, your manifestation rituals, whatever that is. Yet again, we can still become sick. Yes, we can still become sick, no matter how spiritual we believe and we believe in love and light. There is still an underlying layer, and it can be part of our life's journey, our soul contract. And you will meet on this path of your life, on this journey of your life, various different souls, different people that will come into your life. They will either make your life more difficult or challenging, or they will alleviate and support you. All of these are part of the whole entire game of life. And I wrote about this in my book, Moments That Matter. When you become so very much aware of your cycles and your life cycles, and you become also aware why you became sick, then the healing journey really starts. And then everything is getting really interesting. And I say this with a certain sense of enthusiasm, because that means we have the power to change something. And we are not just victims. So, you know, when I went through the healing journey, I love everything about science. You know, as much as I'm spiritual, the way how we teach yoga, how we teach Tai Chi, I look always at the scientific level. I look at research papers. I look like, okay, what is out there that can actually justify and also kind of back up the claim in what we do? Because these are ancient, thousands of years wisdom in various scriptures that are so old that humanity already knew at that time and space how we can heal our multidimensional being. So I'm going back to that. I'm using these ancient practices, combine them with modern science together with the fancy H-bot, the infrared, if you want to do the ice cold plunge, By the way, it's not good for everyone, like including women, especially when they go through perimenopause. Be careful. But also the stem cells, the exosomes, and the peptides, and the personalized infusion. I am a great supporter of protocols that actually combine both worlds. And that's what I do in my startup. I combine both worlds, longevity technology and the ancient practices and wisdom from traditional Chinese medicine, yoga, Ayurveda, energetic frequency medicine, energy healing, Reiki, and sound healing, as well as trauma healing, clinical hypnotherapy, quantum healing, and alchemy healing. And because I believe that healing takes place on all multidimensional layers of our own existence. Now, when you find yourself, and that's where I'm specialized in, I'm a coach, and when people hit rock bottom, I'm a coach for people who actually reach a certain level of burnout or want to prevent burnout or go through major transformational life decisions or loss, grief, severe PTSD and trauma. That's where I step in because I experienced it all and I walked my talk as well as I'm certified in it. But what is really important that no one can do this work for you. No, I'm like everyone else also in my team. We are just guides and we support. We give clients, patients tools, but the real work starts with yourself, with oneself. Within. And being so brutally honest about these moments when you became aware there's something not right. Why am I getting triggered at that time and space because of a person said something stupid? Why am I getting triggered by that look of this person, by that action of this person? How can I stay in peace? What is within me that gets triggered and I need to have an honest look at? And when we have emotions, how can I let the emotion flow through my body instead of staying stuck in my body? I am not a spiritual guide who will tell you it's all love and light. When you feel anger, punch that back. I'm a great supporter of martial arts and I do punch that down because there are moments where I can still feel remnants of anger in my body. And being angry and feeling these feelings, if this is anger, if this is sadness, grief, joy, happiness, frustration, go inside of it. Do not just sugarcoat it and bypass it and say like, oh no, it's bad. Of course. It's a lower vibrational frequency of an emotion, but it will come back. Now the real work starts. Go inside of it, of the healing. And no longevity technology, no stem cells, no exosomes, no operation, no peptide is gonna make that go away. Because when especially comes to the subtle layers of our own existence, the emotional, the spiritual, and the mental layer, that's where our own work starts and ends. Namaha, namaste.
If your brand belongs in the heart of the yachting world, this is where it happens. Yachting International Radio reaches over 1 million yachting professionals and enthusiasts every month with 77 million impressions, 220,000 social followers, and 74,000 podcast subscribers. Our hosts are insiders, crew, captains, CEOs, trusted voices shaping the industry. This is targeted, high-impact advertising in a luxury niche. Visit yachtinginternationalradio.com/advertise. Your audience is already listening.